What we found was a system-wide failure to protect women and girls from sexual exploitation at the hands of aid workers in the Malakal camp. Aid organizations had known about this for years. There was little done to address the problem. There had been warning signs as early as 2015. And over the years, it became so bad that at least one aid organization, the Danish Refugee Council, criticized other aid groups, the UN, as well as the task force that was meant to be mitigating this, for not doing enough to address the problem, not taking it seriously, and for keeping victims in the dark about the status of their investigations. Documents and emails also show that that a lot of the survivors weren't given adequate care. There was one girl I spoke to who was 15 when she said that she was raped by an aid worker in the Malakal camp. She said that she continued to have sex with him after she was raped because he was giving her some gifts and some money, and she wanted to be able to support her family. After she got pregnant, she said that he abandoned her, and then she tried to kill herself. She didn't want to burden her family with another mouth to feed. It's hard getting accurate numbers in these stories, largely because these cases are underreported. People are scared of reporting. However, aid organizations are also reluctant, in many cases, to look into themselves and to investigate themselves, because reporting abuse can result in scandal, and it can result in donors saying that they don't want to fund groups anymore.